This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Operation Sindoor has drawn a new line in India's defence strategy. He said that no one can escape after sending terrorists into India or planning attacks. The Prime Minister added that even if terrorists hide in the depths of the earth, India's missiles will bury them there.
Operation Sindoor ne Bharat ki raksha niti ki nayi lakeer kheench di hai. Ab Bharat mein aatankwadi bhejkar hamle karake koi bach nahi sakega. Aatankwadi chahe paatal mein kyon na chip jaye. भारत की मिसाइलें उन्हें दफन करके रहेगी।
The Prime Minister was speaking after laying the foundation stone and inaugurating the multiple development projects worth 12,000 crore rupees at Gaya in Bihar today. The projects belong to multiple sectors, including power, road, health, urban development, water supply, and railways. He said the government is working continuously for the development of the state.
गया जी के तेज विकास के लिए बिहार की डबल इंजन सरकार लगातार काम कर रही है। एक ही दिन में 12,000 करोड़ रुपए की परियोजनाओं का लोकार्पण हुआ है। इनमें ऊर्जा, स्वास्थ्य और शहरी विकास के जुड़े कई बड़े प्रोजेक्ट्स हैं। इनसे बिहार के उद्योगों को ताकत मिलेगी और युवाओं के लिए रोजगार के नए अवसर भी बनेंगे।
Prime Minister Modi has since reached Kolkata during his visit to West Bengal. He flagged off metro train services on the newly constructed sections in the city a short while ago. The Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 5,200 crore rupees and address a gathering. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said India will continue to work to advance gender parity, foster inclusive leadership and create a world where peace thrives. Mr. Singh said this while interacting with global women peacekeepers taking part in UN Women Military Officers course in New Delhi. Highlighting the government's commitment, the Defence Minister said India has been a strong supporter of women's participation and their integration into missions and initiatives such as UN Women Military Officers course.
We continue to take concrete steps to bridge gender gaps. Through initiatives like this course, we prepare women officers for complex peacekeeping environments, and we are also strengthening policy to encourage women's participation in our armed forces and peacekeeping contingents, ensuring they have equal opportunities to lead and share.
Former Sri Lankan President Ranil Wickremesinghe has been arrested after being questioned by the Criminal Investigation Department of the country over allegations that he misused public funds to finance a private trip to London in 2023. The police allege that the 76-year-old leader diverted state money to cover expenses when he travelled to Britain to attend the PhD graduation of his wife. S&P Global Ratings has observed in its report today that the macroeconomic impact of the US tariff hike of 50% would be cushioned by the large size of the India's domestic market. The report has forecast that the impact of the tariff hike would hit Indian corporates unevenly. He further observed that labor-intensive textiles, gems and jewelry segment is expected to see only a moderate impact. Pharmaceuticals, smartphones and steel are currently relatively insulated because of exemptions, existing tariffs and strong domestic demand, according to the report. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended the week's last trading session with losses of 0.85% each, snapping their six-day winning streak. The Sensex fell 694 points to close at 81,307. Similarly, Nifty lost 214 points to settle at 24,870. The broader market indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange ended with modest losses. The Met Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in parts of Bihar, East Rajasthan, Gangetic West Bengal, Gujarat, Jharkhand and in the northeastern region today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.